I got a call from one Donovan Lewis last night at about 9 o'clock.
Wahala.
Uh huh.
It's so loud.
And Donovan said, you know what? I had this old cassette box, or box full of cassettes. And he goes, I was getting ready to throw it out. And he said, his wife, Twiggy, said, don't do that. You need to see what's in there.
You never know.
And so he just said he grabbed a random one, walked over to his boom box, which he had on his shoulder, conveniently. And he had a, because Donovan worked at Cliff for years and years and years before he came over here to the Ticket. Or he went to the Bone and then the Ticket. But he worked at KLIF for a long, long time running the board and doing weekend stuff over there. And he had a tape that just had the little KLIF symbol on it. So he pops it in there and immediately he recognizes it and remembers what it was. And he hears the familiar voice of Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy did a show from 10 to noon. He did Norm's shift over on KLIF in the 90s and had a really wildly successful show for a while. Just a talk show when Cliff was really rolling. Not that it's not kicking ass now.
It's not.
Oh. But anyway, he Kevin did really well. Donovan ran the board for him. And I remember this moment because it involved me. Because at the time, the year was probably 1996, at the latest, 1997. And I had just started producing Chris Arnold's show. Because back then, way back in the day, Chris Arnold, for those who don't know who Chris is...
This is ridiculous that we even have to reset all this crap.
I know. But anyway, Chris did a show from 10 to noon. Chris worked on K104 forever, did the Mavericks games forever, the in-house stuff, and good friend of all of ours. Well, Kevin called Chris because at some point during their show, they were talking about rugs on guys, hair replacements or something. I don't know what it was. With bald guys, guys that wore rugs, that didn't wear rugs. And Donovan told, at the time, he told Kevin McCarthy that Chris had a rug.
Oh, my.
And so this is what took place on that show, probably around 11 o'clock or whatever. And the quality is not wonderful, but it ain't bad either for being in a cassette box for 15 years. But this is when one host decided to call another host.
Hey, the earlier caller wanted to know, what about Chris Arnold? What about Chris Arnold? He didn't wear a rug. That Chris Arnold wears a rug? No, he doesn't.
It's really funny, too, because none of the guys that are on his show actually turn their mics on. Like, he references Donovan, but Donovan never speaks.
Right.
I don't know if that was the policy back then.
That's old school radio. Your technical director does not go on the air.
That's probably how most in charge would rather it be now, too, to be honest with you.
And by the way, Kevin, if you
producers are in your ear and board ops just give you thumbs up,
right,
thumbs down.
Well done.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin was the voice of the Mavericks. He was
a
PA announcer.
What a set of pipes on that dude.
He was the best. The absolute best. And just, it was back at a time when it was understated and it was cool. Kevin was great.
He knows firsthand that he plays ball with Chris Arnold. I've seen Chris Arnold's nice, pretty little head many, many, many times, and I'd be willing to bet dollars to donuts that he ain't wearing no rug. Oh, Donovan says he does? That's not a rug. Get him on the phone. Call the Ticket.
Genius.
Call the Ticket. What's the number? 787-1310? Let me call the Ticket. I'll get him on. We'll find out about it. I can't believe that.
God, he does have a great voice. Such the antithesis of me.
He's un-you.
He's going to deny it? Well, we'll find out. Do I have to dial 214 or can I just dial 787?
Now, I'm producing.
We'll find out.
Mm-hmm. Just want everybody to know what a good crack producer I was, how on top of the phones I was.
Of course, you can get straight through on his show, I guess. No busy signals there.
That's a big...
At this point, I probably looked down at the phone and was like, do I have to answer it? It's rang three times. Surely they'll go away.
Let's see if you were calling the Kevin McCarthy show. Connie would have answered by now.
Or the hard line.
Those guys over at the Ticket, they're a little bit, you know. They're probably out there eating donuts. Oh, let the phone ring.
Like
nobody's listening
reference.
Anyway.
He's taking shots at us, too, by the way.
Nobody's listening. Anyway.
They'll never make it, you know, all this stuff.
Come on, answer the phone.
We need that.
That couldn't be a rug. You think it's a rug? You think Chris Arnold, Mr. Athletic,
the ticket.
Hey, Kevin McCarthy calling live from your elephantine sibling.
Hello, Kevin McCarthy.
Who's this?
This is Corby.
Hey, Corby.
Now, why don't you have the hotline number?
You know, I'm just out of, you know, date, I guess.
Wait a minute.
I'm not clued in.
Are you not on the air?
No, we're on the air.
Oh, we're on the air.
Yes.
Am I on the air?
You're on the air.
Oh, hello out there, Cliff fans.
Hey. Let me talk to you.
Courtesy laughter.
At this point, I remember this. I was really nervous because Kevin McCarthy was a huge deal.
Hey, Kevin McCarthy from the Cliff.
Yeah, and here I am like,
oh, it's me, Kirby.
14 years old. Yeah. You're like, oh, yay, Kevin. Please say something funny.
Look at that Chris Arnold guy.
All right, man, hang on.
Okay.
I guess I shouldn't give out the hotline number.
No, don't put it on the air,
I didn't do that. Hang on, man.
I'll get that from Bennett later.
Bennett.
Okay, so now here's another funny part of this. Not only squeaky voice me, but listen to the subject line here, or the subject matter that Chris Arnold is talking about. And look, I love Chris. I know that at the time in the mid-90s that we weren't doing a lot of this at all. And I can't believe that the one piece of tape that we have, we were talking about this.
Are we on hold? Let's listen. Let's see what they're doing.
Chris, it seems as though they're playing a lackadaisical type zone defense.
See, if you listen to the Kevin McCarthy show, you get the best of it.
Last night, they just spent too much time at their end of the ice. You know, in other words...
Wait a minute. Is this two black guys talking hockey?
Yeah!
It's like a Twilight Zone.
Like a lackadaisical form of defense or something like that. And I'm thinking, all right, they're talking Mavs. They're talking Mavericks. No!
No, back on the other end of the ice. What?
Let's listen. Let's see what they're doing.
Chris, it seems as though they're playing a lackadaisical type zone defense.
See, if you listen to the Kevin McCarthy show, you get the best of it.
Last night, they just spent too much time at their end of the ice. You know, in other words...
Oh, is he talking hockey?
His goal. You know what? You're absolutely right. It seems as though when they came down on that end, they stayed. They got a lot of seconds.
That's where I go to get my hockey information. Chris Arnold.
You can't have that. And the Oilers... On the other hand, it seemed like they were attacking the puck every time they crossed the center line.
Is this like the only black guy in town that watched hockey back then?
That's incredible.
And this is, I don't know how good the Stars were. They were up and coming. They weren't there yet.
Right.
But, I mean, this guy's really into it.
Yeah, that's where I go for my hockey information is the Chris Arnold show.
Hang on a second. Just a second, all right, Rick? Hang on. I'm not going to lose you, but hang on.
Okay.
All right. Let's see.
Kevin McCarthy?
Chris Arnold.
What's going on?
We're just listening to your hockey talk today. You know, when I want to know about hockey, you know, you're the man I come to.
I don't know that much about hockey. You're thinking, you're confusing me with the higher authority.
Hey, is the
puckhead around
here. Hey, I just called because I just got a phone call I can't believe.
What's that?
We were talking this morning about that big story in the morning news yesterday about all these guys on television that aren't wearing hair pieces. They're just letting their baldness shine through naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy called in and I was talking about how, you know, you rarely see that among black men,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, a lot of young black men, you know, shave their head, as a matter of fact, intentionally, even though they've got hair.
Right.
Wondering why that was so. And this guy called in and said, well, Chris Arnold wears a piece.
Michael Jordan is the reason why guys shave their heads nowadays.
Right. It's cool.
He is the trend.
Right.
And not everybody does.
Now, I've seen you close up for years.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're wearing a rug, you're wearing the all-time best ever rug I've ever seen. It puts Brian Jensen's to shame if you're wearing a rug. So tell us the truth.
You remember Brian Jensen?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
The producer of K104 is the wig.
Hmm?
That would be the wig.
You're not wearing a rug?
No.
I didn't think so. Donovan, you owe me money. Now, Donovan said you'd deny it even if you did. So you got to tell us if you're telling the truth.
Mm-hmm. That would be the truth. That would be correct.
That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you got it from the horse's mouth.
So we're simulcasting live?
Yeah.
Very good.
Like I told people, if you listen to the Kevin McCarthy show, you get the best of the Kevin McCarthy show and Chris Arnold doing hockey talk.
Wow.
Yeah. There's some good 90s radio for you.
That is tense, man.
I know.
No.
He called him out like that. And Donovan, being a little bitch back there, won't...
He's going to deny it anyway.
Oh, yeah. Donovan's lobbing pot shots back there at Chris. That's so great. I think the hockey part of it, though, is the best part.
Just listen to them just penalty kill a segment of hockey talk.
Wow, that's good producing on my part.
What were you thinking?
I don't know.
When Chris was like, all right, we're going to talk hockey at 11, and you're really, oh, really, we are?
I was just wanted to go to lunch,
but
I'm sure.
He wanted the caller to know he's not going to drop him. He'll get back to you.
We're getting back to this explosive hockey conversation. We're going to deal with Kevin McCarthy first.
The great Kevin McCarthy. Mm. God rest his soul.
His weary soul.